Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio scores. Pesci goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lupien moves to third. There goes Finney trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Vallo moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Vallo scores. Blair scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Tabor catches it and steps on third to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to third. Williams moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Pesky scores. Williams scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bob Savage now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair bunts towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Herman Bess now pitching. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to third for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pesce hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tabor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 1 in the game. Bess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heskey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Mike Riba now pitching. D. Miles pinch hits for Crash Davis. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. DiMaggio throws the ball into Peacock, who tags Johnson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.